Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A third defendant has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for his role in the shooting death of a Lac des Flambeaux man in Iron County. 20-year-old James Luger was found guilty of participating in felony murder and was sentenced Wednesday. Two men who were involved are already serving life sentences and two more are awaiting trials. The body of 25-year-old Wayne Valier Jr. was discovered on New Year's Day last year. Rhinelander City Administrator Daniel Guild has responded to statements made by Council President George Kirby earlier this week. Kirby said he wanted the full council to talk about some expenditures made by Guild. Because they weren't on the agenda, it couldn't be discussed. Kirby left the meeting after making a brief statement. Guild issued a press release saying he was saddened by the statements Kirby made and disagreed with those statements. He says all of the expenditures under question were made with the knowledge of Mayor Chris Fredrickson, City Attorney, Finance Director, and Director of Buildings and Grounds. Guild says the expenditures were within the budget passed by the council and were done legally and appropriately. He says it was unfortunate the issue materialized through the news media and said he respects Kirby and he wants to work with him and the rest of the council to achieve goals for the greater good. Guild says he looks forward to finding a solution to this agreement and looks forward to working with all the council. He says they're all passionate about what they do. He says he remains committed to advancing the work of the city. And we have Daniel Guild's full press release at WXPR.org. A proposal to replace the aging stadium bleachers at Lakeland Union High School this summer at a cost of $435,000 went down to defeat at Monday's school board meeting, but the measure isn't dead. Replacing the bleachers is just one of a number of recommended projects totaling $3 million if they're all undertaken in the next 5 years. That worries board member Barb Peck, who wants more time to study the issue, especially the financing end.
There are a lot of capital improvements coming up. Lots and lots. I mean, we're talking about, next year we're talking about almost $1 million worth, the next year $600,000, and the next year over $500,000. I think we have to be responsible and put a little bit more thought into this.
Fellow board member Barry Seidel agreed with Peck.
I don't necessarily favor putting off any capital improvements, but I would like to see a more comprehensive plan and a price tag on it, and give the public a chance to have some input on it. If we have to go to referendum, fine. If it fails, then we've got our opinion, and we know exactly what we have to do.
After a 5-3 vote, the board directed Building and Grounds Director Dave Arnold to advertise for performance specifications to replace the nearly 60-year-old bleachers. A representative of a stadium builder did tell the board he could have the new bleachers installed in time for the fall sports if he receives the contract by April 1st. Three Lakes has opened some warming shelters today. Three Lakes Police announced the Three Lakes Fire Department and Three Lakes School District have warming stations, as is the library downtown, also a warming station, we were told this morning. The warming stations will be open today until 3 p.m. Police Chief Scott Lee said go to the entrances of the fire department at the Three Lakes or the Three Lakes School on West School Street. And again, that'll be open until 3 o'clock, and the library will be open as a warming center as well. And the temperature was 4 below zero, and the wind chill minus 30 when seven folks who were out fishing, ice fishing, became stranded on the ice of Green Bay. Coast Guard Station at Sturgeon Bay, a spokesperson there says the fishermen were rescued by crew members on airboats and taken ashore. They were in an ice shanty about a mile north of Snake Island when they discovered their UTV wouldn't run in the extreme cold temperatures. No injuries were reported. And the weather forecast for the rest of the day, sunny and cold with a high near 4 below, 20 to 30 below wind chills. Tonight, cloudy, low 15 below. And then Friday, partly sunny, warming up to 14 above. And then Friday night, cloudy, low around 8 above. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high near 29. And then Saturday night into Sunday, chance of freezing drizzle. Temperatures on Sunday could reach into the 40s. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.